first of all then, Zeph, just fill us in. Tell us the story of Zeph Thomas and how you've got to where you are at the moment in time. Just give us a bit of a background on you if you can.
Well, first of all, I started my YT apprenticeship at Rotherham United. And after two years, I got released, and then I didn't play football for a season, and then I started back up again. And I played in America, college, played in Canada, and also America. I mean, also Belgium, sorry, and Scotland. So I've tried to play as many places as possible, and that's what gives me the opportunity to play for the national team of St Kitts and Nevis.
So tell us a bit about St Kitts and Nevis and how you qualify to play international football then. It's every player's dream to play international football, but how do you find out that you qualify for St Kitts and Nevis?
Well, my mum told me that my father, his granddad, was born in St Kitts, and as soon as I found out that, I got in touch with the SA in St Kitts, because my old coach when I was at Bradford City when I was younger, he used to play for the national team at St Kitts as well. So I got in touch with them, and they got back in touch with me really, and then obviously I ended up playing for the team.
Because you were looking at possibly qualifying for Jamaica as well, weren't you, at one stage?
Yeah, because when I played in Scotland, because I know my mum's side of the family's from Jamaica, and I messaged Jamaica as well, and St Kitts, and St Kitts got back to me, so it was nice for them to get back to me and recognise that I've been in touch with them.
And am I right in thinking that you got in touch with St Kitts and Nevis via Facebook? No official route, it was via Facebook, is that right?
Yeah, it was, because I couldn't find anything. I went on the online, but I couldn't really find anything for an email address, and I came across the Facebook and sent a message, and they gave me the email address for the national team coach at the time.
So how much does it mean to you to be playing for St Kitts and Nevis? Because you're obviously a Yorkshire lad, and lots of people look at it and think, well, how much does it mean to him in terms of emotionally to be playing international football for them?
It means a lot to me, really, because my grandma's, well, my granddad's side of the family's from St Kitts, and it makes my family proud that I'm trying to do something positive, and every time we score, I over celebrate, to be honest, because I'm not happy for the team, and I enjoy it, and also because I've got a son now, and mainly for him as well, to see that when he gets a bit older that his dad was doing something positive, and hopefully it rubs off onto him. And before every game, normally I never get nervous, but before every game I get so nervous for the national team, I can't stand still, and that remains so easy, like, stand still, Zeph, just relax, you'll be alright, but I just get too nervous, I'm always moving about.
Tell us a bit about St Kitts and Nevis itself then, because lots of people won't even have a clue as to where in the world it might be.
Yeah, it's in the Caribbean. It's a really, really small island. I think the population is, I think, 51 or 52,000 people. But like, it's a lot of people come on holiday because you have a Caribbean cruise that stops at St Kitts, and it's a beautiful. The beaches are like second to none. You know, white sand. You can see the floor. It's beautiful, and the people are really friendly as well. So it's a great place to go on holiday.
A long way from playing your trade then on a daily basis here in South Yorkshire, isn't it, I suppose, and playing for Sheffield FC, a very different climate.
Yeah, totally different. It's like, playing in the heat, it's like as soon as you step out, you're sweating. And so when you're playing an actual game, even though we play it in the evening, it's still warm, and you lose so much fluid, but keeps you in shape right for when I come back.
And you've had World Cup qualifiers recently then. This is why we're speaking to you. You've been out on international duty. Just tell us a bit about how that went.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been able to take part in the World Cup qualifiers, which I'm really happy about. And we played against a team called Turks and Caicos, and I never heard of that island before. And so it was a good experience to go there and play against them. In the first game, went down to 10 men after 30 minutes, and we managed to win the game 6-2. And then we went to their place and beat them 6-2 again. So all in all, it was good. It was good.
I'm not going to let you off, though. You missed a penalty, didn't you?
Yeah, I missed a penalty. Like, the skipper, Atiba Harris, he was like, no, he knew that. knew 6 weeks ago I had my son, and they were like, "Oh, you know, if you're confident to take it, you can take it." And I had last year I scored like 6 in 6 penalties, so I was confident. And I was that confident before I took the penalty. I was thinking about what celebration I was going to do, you know, for my family, and hit crossbar.
Hit the crossbar, and nightmare.
I was gutted, but managed to bounce back, and I think 5 minutes later, I set up a Atiba Harris for his goal, so it made up for it a little bit.
What's next in the World Cup qualifying schedule then, I suppose, for St Kitts? I imagine you've got quite a way to go if you are going to make it to the next tournament.
Yeah. Well, we've got next team we've got is El Salvador, and they're a bit of a powerhouse in you know, South American football. They played Argentina on Friday, and Argentina had the big guns out, and they only lost 2-0. So it's going to be a difficult game, but I think we've got enough in our team and squad to go out and get positive results and get through to the next round.
It is fantastic, though, isn't it, to be able to sit here and talking to you, who's an international footballer, and yet you play non-league football in South Yorkshire. I imagine you've got a day job as well. It must be, it's almost dream come true-esque. I know everyone wants to be a professional footballer, but for you to be able to still play internationally and be on that route to a World Cup, albeit a long way away so far, it must be a fantastic dream.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really, because I was in Belgium and Scotland and then Canada, and then unfortunately fell out of the game, out of the pro game. So it's been a bit hard to get back in. So I just try and do my best for the club that I'm playing for, and as long as the national team are recognising that and recognising the performance I'm putting in for them when I do go over there, then that's the main thing, really.
Is the aim to still try and get back into the professional game then? Is that still the plan for you?
Oh, I'd love I'd always love to get back into the professional game, whether it be here or abroad. If the opportunity came up, it would be something worth to think about. But at the minute, I'm working coaching for a company called Minikicks, and it's going really, really well at the minute. So it would have to be a really good offer to get me out from there.